European Union leaders say they have a deal on putting in place a new permanent rescue fund to bail out Eurozone countries. They are also putting the finishing touches to a new treaty to impose tighter fiscal controls. Christopher Wells reports.
25 European Union countries have signed up to a new treaty to impose tougher fiscal controls and sanctions. The Czech Republic and Britain are the only two countries that will not be part of the new fiscal compact. British Prime Minister David Cameron insisted he was right to veto the new treaty during a dramatic summit last month. He added he would be watching closely to ensure Britain's interests would not be harmed.
Now, our national interest is that these countries get on and sort out the mess that is the euro. That's in our national interest. It's also in our national interest that the new treaty outside the EU doesn't encroach on the single market or the things that we care about. That's the outcome we want to achieve. So we'll be watching like a hawk. And if there's any sign that they're going to encroach on the single market, then clearly we would take the appropriate action, if I can put it that way.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said she hopes the new rules will ensure that there can never again be a repeat of the debt crisis that has engulfed the eurozone in the past 2 years. Meanwhile, Greece and its bondholders have come closer to an agreement, significantly reducing the country's debt and paving the way for it to receive a much-needed 130 billion euro bailout, though the deal is not yet sealed and may take the better part of the week to reach. I'm Christopher Wells.